This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Incessant rainfall causes disruption in normal lives in various parts of the country. Flood forecasting division warns of high flood risk till Sunday. Centred Masood Pezeshkian wins Iran's presidential election runoff. And 29 people die in wave of Israeli attacks on Palestinian territory. Now the news in detail. The government has assigned attorney Ram Kumar Thapa as a member of the Foreign Employment Tribunal. The meeting of the Council of Ministers held recently took various decisions which were shared by Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma at a press conference in the ministry on Friday. Minister Sharma informed that the government decided to present a bill on amendment of the Economic Work Procedures and Fiscal Accountability Act 2076 and a bill designed to amend the Nepal Legal Practitioners Council Act 2050 in the Federal Parliament. The cabinet meeting accepted some ₹382 million to be provided by the Japanese government for the capacity building of civil employees through a scholarship scheme. The term of the commission formed to investigate the problem relating to loan sharking has been extended till coming October 1. Heavy rainfall has triggered landslide blocking roads and disrupted flights in Mugu, Jumla and Humla districts for the last 4 days. The rain has stopped flights to these remote areas, leaving travelers stuck. People have to risk their safety by using the dangerous Karnali Highway to get where they need to. In Makwanpur, the Hetauda Dakshin Kali Road has just reopened after a landslide blocked traffic at Chipera in Indra Sarobar Rural Municipality too. Deputy Superintendent of Police Lakshmi Bhandari said that clearing the debris has allowed the traffic to move both ways on the road. However, many roads connecting Hetauda to Kathmandu are still blocked because of heavy rain. In the west, landslides have blocked the Kali Gandaki corridor and the Maldunga Beni Road in Parbat, trapping travelers from Magdi and Mustang. In Dharchula, a landslide has made 16 families from Marmar Rural Municipality leave their homes and stay with relatives. District officials are helping the families who lost their homes. Likewise, the security agencies are on alert after the water level in the rivers of the Kathmandu Valley has risen due to incessant rain. The BP and Orniko highways, which were blocked due to floods, are now operating one way. Both the highways were blocked since this morning due to the flood due to continuous rain. On a different instance, landslides caused by incessant rain have blocked the Maldunga Beni Road that connects Magdi and Mustang with the National Highway due to a landslide in Parbat. In Dolakha, one person has gone missing and 3 houses have been washed away due to the flood after incessant rain. In the meantime, the Flood Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged the general public to adopt a high security alert stating that there would be the risk of floods in different parts of the country up to coming Sunday. It is said there is possibility of heavy rainfall till Sunday. The water level in rivers may rise, causing a risk of flooding. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is to seek a vote of confidence on coming Friday. The Prime Minister yesterday dispatched a letter to the Federal Parliament Secretariat about his preparation for seeking the vote of confidence on July 12, urging the Secretariat to make arrangements towards the end accordingly. The Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party is meeting at 3 p.m. at the Federal Parliament Building in Baneshwar today. Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party, Ramesh Lekhak, shared that the meeting was going to be held to share about the power-sharing agreement reached with the CPNUML and take a decision on it. It may be noted that the meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Executive Committee, held on July 3, had endorsed the formation of a government of national consensus under the leadership of CPNUML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli. After the formation of a new political alliance and withdrawing of support by various ruling partners, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has informed the Federal Parliament to seek a vote of confidence on coming July 12. The CPNUML has called the meeting of its parliamentary party for Sunday. Party's chief whip, Mahesh Bartula, said that the meeting was scheduled at Federal Parliament Building at 10 a.m. on Sunday. The meeting was called to hold discussion on future plan as per recent agreement on power equation between the CPNUML and Nepali Congress. Chief Minister of Madhya Province Satish Kumar Singh will take a vote of confidence of the Provincial Assembly today. The bodies of 2 workers who went missing after falling under descender cover slabs of the under-construction Bhotikosi 1 hydropower project in Bhotikosi Rural Municipality 4 have been found. The two workers were found dead among 13 hours after the incident occurred at around 1:30 a.m. on Friday. Deputy Superintendent of Police Niranjan Bhattarai of the District Police Office said Namjin Tharu and Suman Tharu of Bardiya Municipality were killed when they were crushed by the descender cover slabs of the project. 11 others were injured in the accident, with most suffering injuries to their heads, stomachs and limbs. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Doctors Without Borders said the Nazer Medical Complex in Khan Yunis is at breaking point and risk being overwhelmed amid a surge in Israeli attacks. According to Al Jazeera, the director of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Philip Lazzarini, has said that the continuous cycle of mass displacement of civilians in Gaza must stop. Medical sources have told Al Jazeera Arabic that 29 people were killed in Gaza from dawn on Friday, as reports emerged that two Palestinian journalists were among those killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the gaps remain between parties after Israel's Mossad chief left Doha following a meeting with mediators over Gaza ceasefire talks, adding that talks will resume next week. Centrist Masoud Pezeshkian has won Iran's presidential election runoff against hardline conservative Saeed Zalili. According to Al Jazeera, an official vote count put Pezeshkian as the winner with 16.3 million ballots to Jalili's 13.5 million. Voter turnout in the second round stood at 49.8%, according to official figures. The election was originally scheduled for 2025 but was brought forward following the death of President Ibrahim Raisi, who was killed in a helicopter crash in May. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow in a visit that has been heavily criticized by the EU leaders and Ukraine's government. Friday's meeting was part of what Mr. Orban called a peace mission, coming 3 days after a visit to Kyiv, where he met Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to BBC, Hungary has just taken over the presidency of the Council of the European Union, but EU leaders have stressed that Mr. Orban is not acting on behalf of the bloc. Mr. Orban is the EU's only head of government to have kept close ties to the Kremlin following his full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudupashim province. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Incessant rainfall causes disruption in normal lives in various parts of the country. Flood Forecasting Division warns of high flood risk till Sunday. Centrist Masoud Pezeshkian wins Iran's presidential election runoff. And 29 people die in wave of Israeli attacks on Palestinian territory. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.